The agreement, which had been read among the negotiators, said that there should actually be a cessation of all hostilities, the stopping of all political violence, and to allow victims of political violence, especially those who have been displaced, to go back to their homes, be it in rural areas or in urban areas. And in addition, the negotiators have agreed that the NGOs and all other humanitarian organizations should be allowed to do their job so that they will be in a position to assist the starving people of this country.
How do these parties plan to address this problem besides issuing this statement?
Every one of the political parties has to take a position to make sure that they actively campaign and address their party structures and also their various arms to make sure that they seize all the hostilities. In addition to just issuing the statement, each political party has to take a commitment that they will go public to make sure that all these hostilities, not only the hostilities among the supporters, even the speech, hate speech should now cease forthwith of all the political leadership in this country.
ZANU-PF was accused of perpetrating violence. Would you see the ZANU-PF militia and war veterans accepting what's coming out of this press statement?
I think given the fact that this is an agreement among all political parties, we are confident that the ZANU-PF structures as well as the MDC structures will be in a position to obey the command coming from their leadership.